some information you want to read into the record and see if anyone is here to speak on the issuance of the general obligation bonds?
Did you want item one read into the record first or the statement?
You can read item one and then the statement.
Item number one from the Office of the Comptroller requesting approval of initial authorizing resolutions and final bond resolutions in an amount not to exceed $42 million to finance various capital improvement projects. The public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 147 sub F of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 as amended. The purpose of the public hearing is to give all interested persons an opportunity to express their views on the proposed issuance of general obligation bonds by Milwaukee County to finance certain projects and the location and nature of the projects to be financed. Notice of this public hearing was published in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the Daily Reporter, and reference is made to said published notice and the details concerned therein. The purpose of the public hearing is to consider the issuance by Milwaukee County of general obligation bonds for the following purposes. One, bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $6,445,000 to finance building renovations and other improvements at Milwaukee County War Memorial Center. Two, bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $1,605,000 to finance improvements to facilities at Milwaukee Public Museum. Three, bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $215,000 to finance the boiler replacement and improvements to facilities at the Charles Alice Art Museum. Four, bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $205,000 to finance improvements to the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system at the Recreation Center at the Kosciuszko Community Center. And five, bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $200,000 to finance Children's Adolescent Treatment Center fire protection improvements. Does anyone wish to be heard concerning these projects or the issuance of the county's bonds to finance them?
Is there anyone here that would like to discuss this topic? If not, the public hearing on this subject is now closed. And we'll move to item two.
Oh, we've got a resolution.
Oh, yeah, we do have the resolution. Public hearing. So we need a motion on the resolution.
Yes.
Any discussion? Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you. The total amount, according to the resolution, includes $4.2 million for highways and bridges, $6.445 million for the War Memorial, and then $31.365 million for the public purpose capital improvements. Is that $6.445 million for the War Memorial? Was that within the that plan I don't remember we having a $6 million payment in 1 year. And I'm just asking, is this a borrowing for more than 1 year? How did that fit in the plan?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, it actually is consisting of the amount that you approved for 2014 and a portion of the amount that we left over from the previous year. So okay. About $517,000 is going to be included in this corporate purpose issue.
Thank you. And just a comment, Mr. Chair, I do think we're going to have to look more carefully at our capital borrowing needs. With the deferred maintenance, I'm hoping that we can come up with some kind of a plan to start taking care of some of this in next budget. And I'm just asking you at this point, put on your thinking hat and get creative. I'd like to see us take care of some of these needs. I understand the need to have fiscal restraint, but I also think we've got so many concerns out there that it may be problematic for us not to be taking care of it. So I would just ask you to think about that before we get into budget. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Then this is part, is there another $4 million? Do we have a $10 million obligation here to the War Memorial?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes, there's an agreement between Milwaukee County and the the War Memorial slash Art Museum of $10 million for the construction of this overall renovation of the War Memorial, which includes the collar and the Saarinen buildings as well.
Okay. And I guess I'll take a, since I got the floor, just take a shot at the capital stuff too coming up. And that is, you know, with the two separate tracks that we have, the capital committee, you know, we saw a little bit of, and there's going to be some differences, I guess, but I would hope that the administration would be very clear on what their priorities would be, too, and let the capital committee, and, you know, maybe we can come to a lot of agreements on this. I mean, if there are so many needs, as we all well know, but there are some needs we pushed off from last year that I hope would be looked at as high priorities to come for this next year. Some capital bond we didn't do in lieu of some stuff we did this year. We waited to see. And again, so it's not, you know, one person fighting against another person here, is that, you know, we just look at what the grades are and what the needs are. I mean, the worst things have to be done first. And also the other track being those needs that we identified last year that we didn't take this year because of just the limits we had in bounding, self-imposed for the most part, and I think we have to be careful there, but that we give those priority and that both committees really look at that. What didn't we do this year that we probably should have done but couldn't have done because of our caps and because just the limits we have? So that's just a comment I wanted to make since we talked about that. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you all.
Any further comments or questions, Supervisor Lipscomb?
Just a question about the $2 million that's in there for courthouse fire,
sure,
related but unrelated, mm-hmm, issues. And sure, I guess if you could talk a little about that.
Sure, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. The reason why that $2 million is listed as a part of the authorization is that currently there is a capital project that the purpose of that project was to finance items that were going to be covered by insurance but weren't covered by insurance. Right now there are no items that fit within that category, but in case that were to happen, we need to have authorization to finance if it were to happen. We're not anticipating that we would have to add that to the financing, but it's just basically in case something were to happen that you would be able to bond for it if, in fact, that was the decision to do so.
When you say we don't think that there are those items, is that because all the other items that we're coming up with are not bondable items? Because we keep hearing about this growing list of other items that we're going to have to address that are not covered by the...
Sure. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, when I spoke with administration yesterday, there were no items that weren't going to be covered by insurance. For this particular project, if there were some items that weren't covered by insurance that needed to be financed, they would have to be eligible for bond financing. Again, right now, there are no projects that would fit within that category. There is another capital project that was created and brought before you as a transfer a number of months ago for a smaller amount, a couple hundred thousand, and that was for items that they discovered while they were going through the fire, and those items typically aren't bond financed either. And they have spent a little bit of that, I think, maybe like 150 of the 200.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so this $2 million fund that was referred to, that's in this amount of money, and it's for... It was set aside for fire-related issues?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it was for items that were fire-related. They initially, basically, if they thought that the insurance fund was going to pay for these items, but turns out that they're not going to pay for these items, this was providing a mechanism for the county to finance those. Again, right now, there are no items that have been identified.
How are you defining fire-related so that if they go into a part of the building that was damaged by the fire and then find out there's another area adjacent to that that maybe isn't up to code, and then they say, well, we got to bring this up to code, but presumably that wasn't caused by the fire, will this $2 million be used for that, or can they use it for that? Because it's not really fire-related. It's because of the deferred maintenance we've had over the years.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the original intent were for items that were fire-related that weren't covered by insurance. However, the actual language is broad enough that it could include those types of items.
We have a motion.
Yeah.
Move approval.
So we had a motion to approve. Any further discussion? Supervisor Haas.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to like to be clear, Mr. Chairman. So with the approval of this $2 million, then, does that give a blanket authorization for the expenditure of that? Or would it be reported back this much is used for this purpose? Would it be, would the usage be broken down and reported to us?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the reimbursement resolution that the establishment of the capital project granted the approval to expend on those types of things. I'm not sure what administration is doing in terms of reporting back to you, but the authority for those types of things was granted already when the project was created. But again, none of those items have occurred. So there's no financing right now, and we're not anticipating having to add anything to the financing regarding that.
And so then should it not be used, will this returns to the general fund?
If it's not used, you would see at year end where it's a part of the carryover process, you would lapse the expenditure authority and also lapse the revenue. So there would be nothing expended. It would be a net zero.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Bryant. Thank you, Ms. Chairman.
Just to make it clear, since we have not seen the items that they intend to use for this cost, our borrowing will not reflect this $2 million. So at the present time, we will not borrow for this $2 million because we would need to evaluate and determine if they were capitalizable items. So as of the present time, we put it in here just as to make sure that we had the room to be able to do it. But I think after discussing with Ms. Bryant and that, we're not planning to include it as part of this borrowing right now. But we put it into the authorization for it, but I'm just letting you know that until we would see if it was a capitalizable item or not. And so right now, we're not planning to do a borrowing for it.
It's just flexibility for you if you had to use it.
So would you have to come back to us again to do the $2 million, or is this?
If we do a borrowing next year, you know, and if these items come up, we would be coming back to you to talk about that. But since there is no specific items, we're just going based upon the resolution that occurred in September. Resolution in September said put $2 million in potentially for items that would not be reimbursed by insurance. There are no items that fit that category, but because of that resolution, we put it to be flexible within the documents that you have here. But what we're telling you right now is we provided flexibility. We put it in based upon the resolution that was there. But as of right now, we have no items that fit that category, so our borrowing will not include for that $2 million. If there are items that come up in the future, I'm sure that we will come back to you because one of the requirements also was under that resolution that we should be reporting back to you, the comptroller's office. Okay. So
there's a final report based on the parameters, making sure that this delegation is within the parameters that are outlined in the resolution. If that project was financed, then we could add language in there to indicate that that was financed. But right now, again, there's no items.
Mr. Fudge, are there any plans budgetarily to fund how we're going to fund any indirect expenses of the fire?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, I think first we would need to know kind of the extent of those indirect costs, but as far as I know, you know, there's always the contingency fund is available for things like that, but I think we have to wait and see the extent of any such costs.
So at this point, there is no plan? I mean, just to use the contingency fund?
I think to the extent that it would be necessary, but from what I understand right now, that there aren't any such costs, so...
Any further questions or comments on this issue? If not, can you take the roll on the motion?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 1 for adoption prevails.
Thank you.